Parshas Mishpatim, it's a very strange parsha for one. We've just finished Kabbalah Satorah. And La Yisrael tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kolam Romas, HaKolus, Lapidim, is called HaShova, overwhelming experience. La Yisrael lifted up to an unbelievable Madrega of Nevuah, confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayom Moshe El Ha'am told them, Al Tira'u, Kilavur Naso Seschem. What does Naso Seschem mean? L'gadel Eschem, Ba'olam, Shiyetze L'Shem, L'chem Shem Ba'umos, Shu Bechvod Nigla Lechem. To lift you up, for yourselves to lift you up, in the eyes of the world to lift you up, you're a special people. And it should be so deeply ingrained in you, the whole experience, that you'll have your Shemayim, you and your children forever. Then there's a little side thing. Atem Yisim Kimishamayim Dibrat Yechem. Well, Sasuniti. You believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. But then, but there's Kesev and Zohav that's very attractive. And simultaneously with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be attracted by Kesev and Zohav. No. When you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizbach Adoma Tasli. Your kapara will come through Mizbach Adoma. So he tells them a very, very interesting thing. And Rashi is very bothered by this. Where I will mention my name, should be Taskirishmi, wherever you will mention my name. Over I will bless you. But it doesn't say that, it's ask you. So Rashi says, Asher eten reshus toch. Wherever I give you permission to mention my name. Not so simple to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. We need permission. Then he says, anything to do with Shvichas Domim, keep far away from there can be no Hashras Hashchina with anything connection, with anything that has a remote connection to Shvichas Domim. That's why Dovid HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He was not a Rotzeach. All the Mechomas he fought were L'Shem Shemayim and Echanami. But he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. No Hashras Hashchina if a person has any connection with Shvichas Domim. Lo Salomo, anything connected with the Rayas. All these things distance one from HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. Now, we finish with Kabbalah Satorah. Come to Mishpatim. Ele Mishpatim. But, at the very end of Mishpatim, we come back to Kabbalah Satorah. The Moshe Omer, Eliyahu Hashem, Ato Aaron Nodav Aviv. He told Moshe to go up, and he could Moshe Levado, Moshe went, and the whole story. Okay. And right in the middle, we have a group of halachas. These are not stam halachas. And the first halacha, in the midst of Kabbalah Satorah, we're being told these are very important halachas that are part and parcel of Kabbalah Satorah. It's right in the middle of the parsha of Kriya Satorah. Of Kabbalah Satorah. He seek an Eved Ivri, but an Eved Ivri. And in the end it says, if he wants, and he says to him, Oma Yoma Ha'evet. Or half this ish. So an Evet Ivri, who's married, has another wife on the side. She's a Shifcha Knainis. And you only get a Shifcha Knainis, you're also married. So he has his regular wife. He has a Shifcha Knainis. And the children he has from her are Vadim Knanim. Now, if he goes free, goodbye to his Shifcha Knainis, goodbye to his children, or Avodim Knanim. So he says, Imama Yomar Evan, Avdis Ishti, which Ishti? The one who's the Shifcha Knainis. There's Bana and my children who aren't Jewish. They are Avodim Knanim. I don't want to leave. And therefore, I prefer to be in Eved Ivri for a long time. So you go him to the door, to the mezuzah, you pierce his ear, v'avodu lo olam. Says Rashi. Okay. Mara ozen lehi rotza, mikol asher evarm shebaguf. Amar b'yochna ben Zakkai. Zos. This ear that Shamal Har Sinai lo signov, all of the god of Teiratz. V'machar ozen she Shamal Har Sinai, k'libne Yisrael avodim, v'holach v'kono odon la'atz v'nirtza. You heard in Har Sinai that the reason you were taken out of Mitzrayim is why? Because you're switching avdus of Pyro to avdus of HaKadosh Baruch. And you have no right to become an Eved. If temporarily, for whatever reasons, you have to become an Eved is one thing. But to do it on a permanent basis, because you happen to like the Shifcha Knainis and you happen to like, no. That means you really don't understand what it means to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch. And why are the mezuzahs? Reb Shimon Yochai says. Mlomen nishtan edelz mezuzah, mikol kenem shababayiz, mikol shababayiz, edelz mezuzah, shu edim mitzrayim, kishe pasachter ala mashkov, al shteyam mezuzahs. What did we do? We took the blood of the Korban Pesach, we took the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, we shechted it, we rejected the entire culture of Mitzrayim and publicly made a statement by putting the blood on the door, on the mezuzah, and no. So you have betrayed what it means to be a Jew. This is the first parsha. Avdus. Second aspect of it. You heard Lo Signov. Lo Signov is a very, very serious Aveira. Unfortunately, nowadays, people don't understand the seriousness of Lo Signov. There are all sorts of fake heterics. So this, so this, so this, so this. Okay. There are a lot of people over Lo Signov very, very easily, but Chas HaSholem, very careful in the whole of Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, those of you who learned the Sugah of Tznuim, I believe almost everyone should have learned the Sugah of Tznuim. Rambam explains the Sugah that Rav Shimon Gamliel Omar Haritei Rosh Hashanah Yomos says, because the Aveira, what is this? Someone's going to steal the Karam Ravai. And stealing Karam Ravai and eating the Karam Ravai, he's done two Averis, Karam Ravai and stealing. So in today's twisted mentality of the Jewish religion and say, what's more, there's an issur d'oraisa of eating karam ravai. But the Rambam says, what's more chomer? Gezel. Why is gezel more chomer? Very, very simple. Depends your attitude towards the world. We declare every day, Kesev and Zov we have is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We borrow it from him. He lets us use his Kesev and Zov. And every day, after we say it, that means, what is it? I don't accept the fact that this world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, almost all of you should have learned, or in the beginning of Gozel Eitzim. And Bar Mitzvah Bar Be'Aveira. It's like a king who, everything belongs to the king, and they steal from here to give to the king. He says, it all belongs to me. Gezel means you deny the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns this world and controls how we deal. We said last week, money is a very big blinding aspect of life. And so this person stole. That means he says, the world belongs to me. But I'll get my hands on it, I'll take it. And it's mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, they don't. And then, what happens? I'll be in ever forever. I deny my whole relationship of a Jew with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first parsha. Makish v'mei smot yumos. Why? Pasuk in Noach. Pasuk in Noach says, Shofech dam v'odom v'odom domo yishofech. Ki v'tselem Elokim osas odom. You confront another human being. What do you see? Someone who's standing in your way? You want his money, so you kill him to get his money? You want this, you kill him? If you don't see the tselem Elokim in another person, and therefore chas v'shalom you can kill him, you don't see the tselem Elokim in yourself. Who are you? If you don't see your own tzelem Elokim, most you must. Ki v'tzelem Elokim also asa Adam. It's the Isser Ritzicha. Hashem otzoto. Elokim inoch. V'yoto. These are the foundation, I can go through. Right in the middle, we're being told, what is the foundation of life, recognizing Rav Vodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's allowing us to use his world according to his rules, and who are we? We're his Mamleches Kohan and V'Goy Kadosh. That's who we are. V'Shelot Sada. But you did it by accident. V'Elokim Yino L'Yadam. So Rashi says what? Says the Gemara. Bame hakotzim hadaber, Rashi says. Bishnei b'nei Adam. Echad harag b'shoge v'echad harag b'meis. Lo hayu edim b'dofa. Shehidu. Zel ne'arag v'zelo golos. One should have gone to Golos and one should have been killed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. If you're chayiv misa, you're chayiv misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin l'pundekech, he brings them together, this was going up a ladder, he falls down and kills him. This one goes to Golos, this one gets killed. But there's a very deep lesson here. Two very deep lessons here. Of course, one is Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I end up going on that ladder and falling down, and have to go to Golos means I have to go to Golos for a different reason. I did something else. And if this person is killed, it's telling me a very deep thing. Because he deserved to be killed. Whatever happens to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it. He's a Rambam and Rambam. And he talks about Shkoch HaProtis. Says this, here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world down to the end and to the final detail. Santil Chomok HaMashayonoshom. Chiyosid Yisharei Yehu. Well, we can keep going. Ahar Gobarma. Mim Mizbachi Tikachen Olamos. Okay. Im Hoyu Kohen, who wrote the Lavod Avoda. But I'm in the middle of to bring a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. You have no right. You killed someone. It's a very important idea. Down in Parshas Matos Masa, we talk about the Orei Miklot. There are 2.5 Shvatim and Eivar Yardim. 2.5 Shvatim, 9.5 Shvatim, in Eretz Yisrael. The 3 Orei Miklot in Eivar Yarden and 3 Orei Miklot in Eretz Yisrael. So, Gemara asks a question. It doesn't fit. Eivar Yarden Rabu Haratzchonim. There are going to be more murders. There are more murderers with Shogeg in Eivar Yarden than there are in Eretz Yisrael. How did Moshe, when he set up the Orei Miklot, know in advance there are going to be more Ratzchonim and Eivar Yarden, 2.5 Shvatim? Very simple. Eivar Yarden has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but not the same Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. 2.5 Shvatim chose a lesser level of Kedusha. Why? Mik HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an incredible victory over Midian and Og. Incredible victory. Sichon and Og. Incredible victory. And they got a tremendous, and they understood it. But then sets in, have a lot of money. So we have a lot of money. In order for us to make more money, we have to settle for second-level Kedusha. Now, where did the money come from? It was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matana. But once that grabbed them, okay, in order for us to make even more money, to really build ourselves financially, what do we have to do? Second-level Kedusha. Oh, that's who you are. That's what your values are. You're a Mamlechas Kohen of a Goy Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handing you everything on a golden platter. Everything on a golden platter. So, in a Hanami, everything's on a golden platter, but Ram Levoch of a Shachatus. If that's your attitude, that means your sensitivity to who you are as a human being is lessened. Your neshama. You don't value human life for the real value of human life. You don't value that. Oh, you do, but deep down, it's not real. How deep does that go? How deep does it grow there? And you're coming to Israel to attach yourself to Kedusha, to live the full life of being a Mamlechas Kohanim v'Kodesh. No, no. There'll be more Ritzichas. He's Rotzeach B'Shokeh. What's Rotzeach B'Shokeh? He's driving like a maniac down the road. He has to get there 10 minutes early to watch whatever he was going to do, waste his time walking 10 minutes early. And he's an automobile accident. And he kills someone. If you valued your own life, you wouldn't drive like a maniac. You'd be careful, and if you valued your own life, you'd value somebody else's life. Why are you driving down and getting an automobile? Because you don't care. You don't care. Why don't you care? Because you don't know what it means that you are the carrier of the neshama of a Jew. You don't know that. Why don't? And that is why be'er yadin rovo ratzchonim. Step, a Torah is setting down different halachas here, right smack in the middle of Kabbalah's Torah. He just has a lot of important yisodos in Yiddishkeit. What the Torah is all about. Okay, now, the end of Mishpatim. We come El Moshe Amar, Ali El Hashem, Atav Aaron, Venodav Avihu, Veshivim Ezikne Yisra, Shavisa Me Rochok, Yigash Moshe Levado El Hashem, Vehem Lo Yigosh, Vom Lo Yalu Yimo. Okay. Vayova Moshe, Vaisapalom, Eis Kol Divrei Hashem, Veis Kol Mishpotim. What did he tell them? The Asara said, Jerusalem, Ace call Hamishpotim. The Rashi says, Zion Mitzvah Savu B'nai Noach, Shabbos V'kibirov, V'ein Paraduma, V'dinim, all the Dine Momones, what they just finished. Vayan Kolom, Kol Echad, Vayom Ru Kol Advarma, Shadibar Hashem Na'ase. We'll do it. Same thing they said in Yisra. So what did Moshe do? He told them it all. He wrote it down. So now he has a Sefer Torah. Mibreishis van Matan Torah kotsav mitzvah shenitzavu b'morah. He wrote down from Breishis until Matan Torah and all the mitzvahs in Morah. Every time in the Torah it talks about Shabbos, every time in the Torah it talks about Kibrov Yain, Paraduma, and all the Dine Mominus in the Torah. Vayashkin Baboker. So he wrote a good part of the Torah now. Vayivim is Bech Tachasahar. Okay. And then Vayikach Sefer Abris. He took this entire Torah, which is part of the Torah, obviously. So, what is Moshe Rabbeinu busy doing now? He's not talking about Shatnas. He's not talking about Macholos Asuris. He's talking about everything in Aseret HaDibros. And Mitzvot Shenitzavu B'Morah, which are what? Rashi says, Shabbos, Kibbutz V'Yom. That means he's not even talking about, they'll say, it's until the Aseret HaDibros. It's until the Aseret HaDibros. He still has everything about Shabbos, Kibbutz V'Yom, Paraduma, and all the Dine Mominus. He's saying here now. Vayikach Sefer Bris. That's why it's so critical that many of the halachas and mishpatim are there. Vayikra Bosnei Hayom. So now something has changed. First, there were tzivuyim, specific commands HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Now all of a sudden there's a Torah. There's a Torah Shebiksav, there's a Torah. Vayomru kashadiv Hashem Nasa v'nishma. What changed from Nasa to Nasa v'nishma? Something changed. Until there was a Torah, there was no Nasa v'nishma. When it was just Tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they learned it, but there was no Torah. It wasn't Torah. We were learning Tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden, it's a Torah. So, it's Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi begins saying something which is, it says, what's Nasa V'Nishma? The Gemara in Shabbos says, when Klal Yisrael stood at the bottom of Har Sinai and said, Nasa Nishna, Malach HaSher says, who revealed the secret to them? And immediately, 1.2 million Malach HaSheris descended, and there were six, and each Jew had two crowns on his head. Each Malach put a different crown on his head, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. Unbelievable, Nasa and Nishma. What's Nasa and Nishma about? What's Nasa? You can't keep Shabbos unless you know all of Hilcha Shabbos. You have to learn Hilcha Shabbos to keep Shabbos. You can't do any mitzvah while you learn about it. And part of the mitzvah is, every mitzvah, the Gemara says, has four aspects. Lilmod, Lelamed, Lishma, Velasos. So, Nasa includes, not only I will do Shabbos, I'll know Hilcha Shabbos backwards and forwards. It's all part of Nas. So it's Nishma. Nishma is a whole different thing. There are two types of Limud HaTorah. One is Ulmaratim Osam Ushmaratim Lasosam. Learn to be able to do. And the other one is learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. So Klal Yisrael Makabel, two separate things. We'll do. What's involved in doing? What's involved in doing is a very simple thing. I'm going to do Shabbos. I'll know Hilcha Shabbos backwards and forwards. I'll know Hilcha Chametz and Matzah backwards and forwards. Otherwise, I'm going to keep Pesach. I'll know Hilcha Sukkah backwards and forwards to keep Sukkah and Hilcha Lulav, etc., etc., etc. But then, okay, I know it. Am I going to understand Hilcha Shabbos? I'm going to stand Masechta Shabbos. I'm going to understand Masechta Sukkah. Just understand for the sake of understanding. That's Nishma. Understand Havana. What does the word Shema mean? When say Shema Yisrael, what does that mean? So I don't know what the art school. When I was growing up, the official translation was "Hear, O Israel." Shema. So Machlok is in the Gemara. You have to be mashmila oznov and not mashmila oznov. You have to say it so loud that you can hear it. So one man d'orma says, you have to say it so loud you hear it. Shema. It says, b'chol loshon ata shomea. Understand. Nasa v'nishma will do and will understand. So here, Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai said an unbelievable thing. Do you know what we're going to accept? To do all the mitzvahs and know everything in the mitzvahs. I'm not just going to learn Masech Hilchos Sukkah. I'm going to understand Masech to Sukkah backwards and forwards. I'm going to understand Masech to Shabbos backwards and forwards. That's what I'll do. Torah for the sake of Torah. Because that connects my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those of you who are in my Friday Vod on Nefesh HaChaim, the three levels of a neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The highest is part of the Neshama that controls our minds. Highest Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting the highest level of my Neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through understanding His Torah, Shazdas Elokim. Malach HaSheris heard that. Migilo Lehem Ros Kaseh. How did they understand that by understanding Torah in the deepest way possible, they connect their minds, they connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way possible. And it doesn't make them brachos or Shabbos or Baba Kama or Nida or Chulin or Gittin and Kedush, Yavavas and Ksubas. It's all the same. Because then you connect your mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, each Jew got two separate crowns in his hand. One for the mitzvahs he was going to do and one for the Havana Satori he was going to have. And that is, now he's Koreis Bris. It's interesting. We learn all the Hilchos Geiris from here. So what do we learn? This is Rikas Hadam. Everyone knows Aleph Beis of Hilchos Geiris knows. A male has to have a bris, he has to have a mikveh and bring a carbon. Where do we know this from? Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim had a bris. Males had a bris. Here there's a zrika sadam, as the Rambam writes, the Gemara says, and zrika b'li tefillah. They did tefillah right before. They were tovel themselves, tefillah's geirus, and it's a carbon. Right now they're going through a geirus, a national geirus. We're becoming Jews. And we're makabel the bris with HaKadosh Baruch. But what's interesting is, when did they do that? After Moshe Rabbeinu told them? Nasa, no. Nasa, there's no Zrika Saddam, there's no Geiris. When is it? After Nasa Manishma, the Makabal, Asiyas HaMitzvahs, and Yediyas HaMitzvahs, and Limit Torah L'Shem, Limit Torah. Now, we can finish the Geiris. Vayal Moshe, Aaron of the Vayiru Eselke, they had an unbelievable Gilashchina. Zibin Yisrael Oshoch, Yodo, Vayachsu Esokim, Vayochu, Vayishtu. Okay. What does that mean? So Rashi has the 2 days. Yeah. Lev Gatz, Mitoch Achilu Eshtia. Kach Medrish Tanchuma. And the Rambam, and Rashi later on, says that's the main pshat. The Rambam or Ravuchim says that's the main pshat. But there are certain very high-level Jews. So some very high-level Jews consider themselves really in a high madrig, almost as high, you know, higher than a Kadosh Baruch himself, Kaviyoch. What are they? They're unbelievable. They're busy chewing on a hamburger or something. Do you understand what's happening? You understand you're connecting the Melech Malchim Loch Kodesh Baruch. He's revealing to you his Torah and he's telling you, here's the Torah, you'll be able to learn it and connect your minds to me. Unreal. No chayim misa for that. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you that opportunity to connect to him, say, yeah, fine. It's very good. It's very important. And you're munching on a hamburger somewhere. You don't get the message. Mishpatim is a very complex parsha. And the lessons of Mishpatim are so deep that before the Torah could write down Nasa v'nishma, before the Torah could write down the Krisis Bris, the national geirus, it had to give us Parshas Mishpatim.